Like, I seriously had a whole new life. I have never ever felt these feelings before. Seriously. And before quitting porn, I seriously did not know how life should be.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Thank you for being here. Thanks for sharing a little bit about your story, about how you have made a lot of progress and transformation in your porn habit, right? So off the bat, tell us let's start here. How long have you been clean from porn so far?
Okay, so far I have been clean for around 60 days, 70 days with one slip. So the last time I have slept, it was like one week ago, but I would say that I have learned a lot from that slip. But yeah, like before that, I was around 50 days, something like that.
50 so 50 days, 60 days. So 50, your longest streak that you had during our program, right?
50 days. Yeah.
50 days. So I want to ask you specifically, because I know a lot of guys are curious about this.
Okay.
What was your feeling when you had this like milestone of like surpassing yourself, you know?
I think my feeling was one of the causes that why I have felt very confident. I have been like very proud of myself more than enough. I was so confident of myself that I thought I'm not going to go back to porn anymore. And I think that this was one of the reasons why I have slept, because I am not going to go back anymore. Maybe it is okay to do that. Maybe it is okay to, yeah.
So you kind of put your guard down a little bit.
Exactly.
Got a little confident in yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
I understand. I did the same thing. I was clean for 3 years. And then I was like, I got married and I was like, oh great, I'm married. Life is good. I can go on social media and I can watch these TV shows that I probably shouldn't be watching. And, you know, okay, very quickly that monster comes back, right? Raging.
Yeah.
After, I think one point you mentioned after 30 days, right? You started feeling different. How did you feel?
I seriously started feeling different. Like before that I was, after 30 days, I felt like when I am with a group, I am not that quiet person anymore. I am more sociable than before. I do communicate with people more. Like the way that I communicate with people, it's like it is a little bit different. Like I felt that those of confidence to speak, to open up more topics and something like that. So I felt happier. I loved myself more. I seriously had a whole new life. I have never ever felt these feelings before. Yeah, I seriously did not know how life should be. Mm-hmm. I thought that life, okay, I feel sad and I feel not confident. I'm not that sociable. And I thought that that's normal. After the 30 days, when I started to feel how my life could be, that seriously like gave me a lot of motivation to continue on this journey.
That's awesome. I'm really happy to you, because that was your biggest goal, right?
When
you
started.
Was what exactly. What was your goal?
So my goal was to feel more confident, to be more sociable person. To save my time, like I have spent a lot of time. When I counted that, I just like had a very simple calculation, and in the past 10 days10 years, I might have spent for 1 year every day 12 hours. Like this is like a lot of time that I could have spend it like learning a lot of skills. And I just kept doing this every single day for 10 years, just destroying myself. I just dedicated 5 hours a day or something like that for destroying myself,
Wow.
which is like, yeah, which is like, which is very bad. Yeah.
Yeah, confidence is big for a lot of people. And I'm rooting for
Exactly.
you because you I mean, one of your main goals is you want to find a lady, right? And you can get married.
Exactly.
That's what I'm
Exactly.
here to help you do. So how much more confident do you feel in finding someone and being in a relationship?
Okay, so before that, I really did not feel like I am a worthy person of love. I did not feel like I do deserve a female in my life. So I did not look at women the way that I should look at women, because like I used to look at women like in figure or something like that. I just looked at their bodies and something like, which is very bad. And I felt like I don't want to look at my wife the same way. So this is like one of the reasons why I wanted to correct that before finding my wife. Second thing is, I did not feel like I do deserve a woman, because like I am doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing this, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm saying, okay, like you do not deserve a female until you quit watching this type of content.
Yeah. Sounds good, man. That's awesome. What is like the biggest thing you've learned or like mind shift change, paradigm shift that you had from the program?
What have really changed me is the recovery journey and the recovery plan. What should I do like from the morning, and what should I do then, and what should I do then, and what should I do then? Because like this is not the first time for me to stay away from porn. I have done that several times, for 20 days, for 30 days, something like that. I mean, like I used to go back, and I did not know why did I go back. But then when I joined this program, I felt like it was really like a completely different journey for me. I had a plan how to do it, and what is right and what is not, and that seriously like helped me a lot. So I would say that the recovery journey, the mentoring, like every single week when I used to speak with you, I felt like okay, it's like my motivation is renewed.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in our program, we have, just for everyone listening, we have very clear daily actions that are not hard, not difficult, not stressful, but they are critical for your recovery because they address all the areas in your life that are required in order to live a porn-free life. And the reason that people have developed the porn habit is because they lack these 4 R's. We call them the 4 R's, right? So that's renewing, every day renewing, every day replacing the habit. Every day, reflect,
Relate
relate.
and
Okay, sorry,
relate.
relate. Thank you. Relating with somebody and reflecting on your day. So doing these, and our group is designed to, like Ali's saying, to keep each other accountable, keep you accountable to who you want to be, and make sure that you do the things that you say that you're going to do. And yeah. So what are you looking forward to now?
Well, right now I am looking forward to the life that is waiting for me. So I had that dose of confidence, as I have said. I have that dose also of happiness that I have had. So I have a lot of things. I have a lot of plans in the future that I need to do. I know that I am going to have 5 more hours every single day to do other stuff that are more important and that raises the value of me rather than lowering the value of me or destroying my life or something like that.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show. Yeah, 5 hours. I think what people don't realize is that it's actually more than you think, because exactly. It's the time you watch porn. It's the time to think about watching porn. It's the time they feel like crap after you watch porn. Is the time that you're fantasizing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and then you cycle back. Yeah.
Exactly as you have said, because like the time that you feel bad or the day that you watch porn or something like that, you feel so bad the second day or that day. So you don't have the desire to do anything else. Seriously, like you had to do that, but you have a very bad mood that you don't do any of these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I want just one more question, because everyone is curious. Okay. What was the breaking point for you that made you decide to do something, to join the program?
I'm not really sure if there was a breaking point, because like I was watching YouTube and I was also searching for these things, how to quit porn or something like that. And YouTube recommended one of your videos, and I recognized that you mentor. So I said that I'm just going to try out, because like every single time that I stay out porn. So that day was not special. It wasn't a special day, but I just knew that, okay, that this is, I have to stop it right now. I have to contact this guy and join the program and just like try something new, because like all of the other traditional ways did not work with me. So maybe this is going to work.
So how many videos did you watch before you decided to? I'm just curious, out of curiosity.
It was actually like one video, I think, or two.
Okay.
Like I didn't watch that much. I just like said, okay, it is just an email. I'm going to send it and see. So I have sent you an email, and maybe 2 days, 3 days later, we had a very quick chat. Mm-hmm. and yeah, after that, like I have joined.
Yeah, I make those videos on YouTube because I am trying to help people who are like on the fence about being serious. Like my goal is to get people so intensely serious and understanding how much porn is taking from their lives. And then when you're ready to take action, you can work in our program if you want. It's entirely, but my goal is to get you there. Not everyone is there. And we don't accept everybody, because not everyone has the right motivations, but a lot of people are. Okay. I'm glad that you were. And I think that what happened with you is that there's something that happened, because you've had the porn habit for years, right? Like how long?
10 years.
10 years. Okay. More than 10 years, right? So at some point you decided like, I want to start researching how to beat this. What was that? Like, what was it? What was different that you said, okay, I'm going to start actually getting serious about this? Mm-hmm. Well, something changed in your journey for 10 years.
Yeah. So for some reason
you decided I'm going to start searching on YouTube how to quit porn. Right?
But that was way back. Like I have been trying to quit porn for a very, very, very long time. Maybe like 5 years, 4 years, something like that. And I do not seriously remember when was the start and how did it start, but I just knew as long as I can remember that I want to quit porn, because like seriously, what my values stand for are just completely different than my actions. So I just wanted to quit porn for as long as I can remember, but I just did not have the right way how to do this.
Yeah. I just want to really appreciate and acknowledge you, because okay. for everyone listening, you have never, I was the first person you ever told, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
In 10 years, in your entire life.
And still, you are, yes. I haven't spoken about this with anyone. And up until now, I don't think that I'm going to speak to any other person about it.
No, I understand. I understand completely. I grew up in a very religious home too. And I fully get the shame. I want to make really clear to everyone listening, which is really cool, actually. And this is a limit. This is a belief that people have, is that you need to tell somebody to quit porn. People believe that. That's actually not true. And most professionals will tell you that you should, but I'm here to tell you that it's actually optional. If you feel like you should and you want to tell someone, your spouse, your significant other, your parents, or your brother, whoever, or your pastor, if you feel like you want to and you feel like it would help you in your process to beating porn, then absolutely do it, but it's not required. I've seen many men who are able to quit porn without telling everybody, but telling the right person. And I've also seen men who told their spouse, hoping that it would be the silver bullet, the secret sauce to quitting porn, and it did nothing. I have never met a man who told their wife or partner, I have a porn habit, and that was it. Never. Because that's not the factor that changes people, is whether they tell their spouse or not. Many people are trick themselves into believing that as soon as I do this or have this or that X, Y, and Z, or the new year comes around, or I tell my spouse, or we buy a new house or whatever, if I get a dog or if I had a kid, then I would change. When I get married, then I'll change. It's a fallacy. And all of these justifications and limiting beliefs are just the brain's way of keeping you addicted. Because when you say, when I slip up again, then I'll tell somebody. When I do this, then I'll tell somebody. It's all your brain's way of trying to keep the habit longer, for longer and longer. But what we've experienced in our program is that, and I've experienced in my own personal life, it literally takes 1 second for you to go from a porn user to a non-porn user. And that's mind-blowing to people, because people can't wrap their heads around that. But that's been the experience for every single person that has beaten porn. Every single person that has beaten porn went from being a user to being non-user in one instant. There's no weaning off process. There's no, I'll do it once a month or every once in a blue moon thing. There is everybody who's been porn. The last time they watched porn was the last time they ever watched porn. And that was it. Everybody. So it's not true that you need porn in order to wean off of it or to recover. You need to keep it with you. It's literally tomorrow. You can wake up and not have a porn habit ever again. This could be the last video you ever watch before you're just not a porn user anymore. Right, Ali? This goes for you too. You know,
exactly.
you're trying to find a partner. You're trying to find a spouse. You're trying to get to 90 days. This is what I understand. You're trying to get to 90 days. And after you get to 90 days, you want to look for a partner. Good for you. You can get there. And then after 90 days, I hope you stop counting, because it won't matter anymore.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. This is actually my second goal, is to reach to a point that I'm not going to count how many days I have.
Yeah. And I hope your partner, I hope you can have an honest conversation about this someday. Like, this goes for everyone. When you're in a relationship with someone and you're dating, or you're going through a process of getting to know each other, and she asks you, have you ever watched porn? Do you want to be the guy that says, yes, and I'm still kind of struggling with it? Or do you want to be the guy that says, yeah, and I beat it?
Okay.
Because this is a conversation that will come up in your relationship. It will at some point. And if it doesn't, you're going to feel the shame and guilt whenever this conversation does come up. Do you want to be the guy that says, it's still a thing, and I've, it's been 90 days, or do you want to be the guy that's like, yeah, it was a problem and I beat it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm helping other people beat it. That's a man of integrity.
Okay.
That's a man with confidence. So that's your decision, though, to be a man that says, yeah, I'm on day 920, so whatever. Or do you want to be the guy that's like, yeah, no, that's, I don't even remember. I don't remember the last time. Yeah, that's who you want to be. Because trust me, women know. All right. If your spouse doesn't know exactly that you have a porn habit, they know it. They feel it. They feel the ramifications of it. They feel the impact of it, of you being a stressed out, irritable partner. They feel the ramifications of you putting your expectations of sexuality on them and looking at them in a degrading way. And they feel that. It doesn't matter if they know or not, they feel it and they experience it every day. So it doesn't matter if you, and what I'm saying is it doesn't matter if you tell your spouse, it doesn't help. The point is that you have to realize that you have limiting beliefs about your habit, that if you are able to shatter and understand that they're not serving you, then everything changes. Everything changes, right? Ali, do you want to give us any last words before we end?
I think that we have said enough, and thank you so much, Ben, for what you're doing. Like, what you're doing is really, really, really good. Really, like, it does like affect a whole life of a person. So as I have said, like, I have been trying for so long to beat this habit, but I had the intention, but I was not doing it right. So I just want to thank you so much for doing that.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.